Via remote, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. 6 weeks after winning the U.S. presidential election, Joe Biden said Tuesday he told Republican Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell during a phone call that although they disagree on a lot of things, there are things they can work together on. McConnell, who had refrained from declaring Biden the winner, said in a Senate speech Tuesday that Biden's victory Monday in the Electoral College made his claim to a four-year term in the White House a reality. President Trump, who has continued to make unfounded claims that he was cheated out of re-election, did not immediately respond to McConnell's acknowledgement that Biden would become the country's 46th president on January the 20th. U.S. President-elect Biden has named Pete Buttigieg, one of his former rivals for the Democratic presidential nomination, as head of the Department of Transportation in his new administration, according to multiple news outlets. Buttigieg was the first openly gay majority party candidate to win convention delegates in a bid for the White House, but Buttigieg's campaign eventually stalled and he dropped out of the race before the Democratic Party primaries in early March and later endorsed Biden as transportation chief. Buttigieg, who would oversee the country's highway system, planes, trains, and mass transit system. In a new report, British lawmakers are urging Britain to spearhead an international effort to replace the 2015 Iran nuclear deal. They are also calling for a tougher relation with Tehran. The committee's report also urged the British government to respond more effectively to Tehran's wider destabilizing activities in the region. For more news, join us at voanews.com. Via remote, this is VOA News. Rebels from the Boko Haram extremist group are claiming responsibility for abducting hundreds of boys from a school in Nigeria's northern Katsina state on Friday. More than 330 students still missing from the government-signed secondary school in Kankara after gunmen attacked the school, although several other of the students managed to get away. A spokesman for Nigeria's president says the government and the attackers are negotiating the fate of those missing boys. The United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees and International Organization for Migration said the capsizing of a boat carrying people from Venezuela to Trinidad and Tobago should be a reminder of the extreme risk of sea journeys and other irregular cross-border movements taken by refugees and immigrants. Boat carrying at least 25 people, including children, sank off the eastern coast of Venezuela over the weekend. 11 bodies recovered so far. Venezuela has yet to provide an official death toll, but some reports suggest about 20 bodies were recovered from the sea. The United Nations said more than 2 million children in the Tigray region of Ethiopia have been cut off from humanitarian assistance for more than a month now. UN said it was prepared to provide essential services to malnourished children in the embattled region, but needed access to Tigray that Addis Ababa is currently not allowing. A UN spokesman said the agency was working with the Ethiopian government to reestablish access to the conflict zones. Guinea President Alpha Conde is appealing to citizens to unite as he begins his third term in office. In a speech during his inauguration, Conde called on Guineans to renew the solidarity of the state to heal wounds and submit terms of peace. His appeal followed daily clashes during the October vote, boycotted by the opposition candidate, upset that Conde pushed through a constitutional changes, allowing him to seek a third term. Cuban scientists dismissed the report released by the U.S. attributing radio frequencies as the possible cause of a mysterious health incident that affected American diplomats working in Havana. The real causes for some 40 diplomats credited to the island of those nations suffered conditions including dizziness, nausea, hearing loss, and memory loss are still unknown. For details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. Via remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.
It's the hits, only the Voice of America.
Chicago, Hold Me Tight or Don't. They popularized a kind of music called emo music. And up next, Travis Scott with The Weeknd. This one is Wake Up. You're listening to VOA 1.
Sunday, you can get it when we beaming. I can make make your Mondays even better like the weekends. That's my cocoa on my ice tea. Bend over for some piping. Bust the clouds, shoot the lightning. Pop it now, no, we can't sleep. I wanna wake up. Won't you spread out on the sheets?
Billie Eilish, new music, Therefore I Am. She says she's got 16 new songs recorded, but no plan to release a new album until maybe 2022. And hopefully that'll be the year she goes on tour as well. Billie Eilish, Therefore I Am. She'll be turning 19 this month. My name is Larry London. Up next, a 20-year-old from San Francisco going by 24K Golden. He's had the number one song for 6 weeks on Billboard. This is called Mood on VOA 1, The Hits.
You got exactly what you asked for. Running in your passport. Hanging with some girls I've never seen before. You used to call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. Call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. And I know when that hotline bling, that can only mean one thing. I know when that hotline bling, that can only mean one thing. These days, all I do is wonder if you're bending over backwards for someone else. Wonder if you're rolling up a backwards for someone else. Doing things I taught you, getting nasty for someone else. You don't need no one else. You don't need nobody else. No. Why you never alone? Why you always touching road? Used to always stay at home. Be a good girl. You was in the zone. Yeah. You should just be yourself. Right now you're someone else. You used to call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. Call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. And I know when that hotline bling, that can only mean one thing. I know when that hotline bling, that can only mean one thing. Ever since I left the city,
VOA. One more.
trench one. She's so bougie, bougie. Oh, never take.
I'm a savage. Had a tooth nasty. Talk big, big, but my bank account match it. Hood, but I'm classy. Rich, but I'm ratchet. Haters kept my name in their mouth, not a gagging. Bougie. He say the way that thing move is a movie. I told that bro, we gotta keep it lowly, me the room key. I done bled the block and now it's high, high Batucci. I'm mood and I'm moody. I'm a savage. Classy, bougie, ratchet. Sassy, moody, nasty. Acting stupid, what was happening? What was happening? I'm a savage. Classy, bougie, ratchet. Sassy, moody, nasty.
Start our OnlyFans. Big B and that B stand for bands. If you wanna see some real baby, here's your chance. I say left cheek, right cheek, drop it low and swing. Texas up in this thing, put you up on this game. I be parking my frame, gang, 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 gang. If you don't jump to put jeans on, baby, you don't feel my pain. Please don't give me hype. Write my name in ice. Can't argue with these lazy basics. I just raise my price. I'm a boss. I'm a leader. I pull up in my two-seater. And my mama was a savage. Look, I got this here from Tina. I'm a savage. Yeah.
Classy, bougie, ratchet. Sassy, moody, nasty. Acting stupid. What's happening? What's happening? I'm a savage. Yeah. Classy, bougie, ratchet. Sassy, moody, nasty. Hacking, stupid. What's happening? With the knees, he'd be like, damn, how that thing moving in the jeans. I even people L couldn't do it like me, like me.
On BOA 1. Megan Thee Stallion is up for 4 Grammy Awards January 31st, and Beyonce is nominated for 9. She leads the Grammy nominations. And I'm Larry London. Thank you very much for joining us here on BOA 1. Stick around for the hits.